Yeah, so I'm very sorry that this first part has not been recording. There's nothing I can do to make that up, except, well, unfortunately, I was alone and did not notice it. But basically, what I am saying, the danger is imminent. The infiltration has somewhat occurred in the police forces and in the armed forces, so we don't know about rebellion from within. We know that the Republican group has been splintered. We know that we're fighting the beast and that the non-sacred Martian vibration, which is the color of red, has to be overcome by the great indigo blue. I regret that I have not succeeded in recording the first part of this, but okay, that's how it is. And I did say that a photograph of the Tibetan is now more widely available. It looks, you can make up your own mind about whether you think externally that that is the master. Apparently, it seems to be. And here is the link toward it in our chat box. And Jose has given us a link for the esoteric Masonic geometry of Washington, D.C., where two very prominent disciples of Master are, as I believe it to be, namely Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, both of whom I think were closely involved with France, where the Count of the time was to be found. He's given us that, and so we can study it. And thanks, Heike, for the heads up on that one. Too many things to handle. But now let's get into, if anybody has anything they wish to say before we begin our meditation.
Michael,
Jose.
just to say that while we will be meditating, the House will be voting on the impeachment. So that would be crucial.
That's important and good to know. The military actually, well, changing the subject just for a second, the military has been informed through an unusual memo that they must adhere to the law. So there's all kinds of things we don't know about that are meant as countermeasures. And we hope that they will succeed, and we give our best concentration to their success. So let's, as we undertake our work together, let's bear in mind what Jose has notified us of, that the vote for impeachment, which even by itself will be significant, even if a trial cannot be engineered at this time. It's very complicated. And naturally, so many people are having a crisis of choice right now, a crisis of their own values. Do they truly vote their conscience, or are they interested in their material welfare in the future, no matter who guarantees that material welfare? But you will notice that the toys with which the giant has been playing are being slowly taken away. Well, maybe not even so slowly. A golf courses, buildings, sports events, projects for Central Park, repudiation. DK said the most important force for change is public opinion. And I do see that no matter what Congress can offer at this time, public opinion is already working. And there is a disassociation from the man whose guilt is so evident that people are taking it into their own conscience and consciousness to disassociate and repudiate. And I think that can be very effective as the one thing that seems to animate and excite, well, maybe there are two things. The dweller in the White House is power, yes, and money. And this will mean the loss of both. It is a karmic tale. And one very fine writer was saying it's having a rather fifth act Shakespearean ending to it all. Abandoning the sinking ships, we have the story that not too many of the rodents stay aboard a sinking ship, but also people of good character, and that's even more important, realize they cannot be associated with such an instrument for the demolishing of our form of government, all because of, what did Philip Roth say? The evil sum of his deficiencies. American novelist Philip Roth recently died, right? And said of this man, the evil sum of his deficiencies. Beautifully stated. Unfortunate, because after all, everybody is the spirit. But there are evil personalities, as DK has said. It has nothing to do with the state of the true soul, except there is a cut and the necessity often to start all over again, under the worst conditions, to start an entire solar system again as a monad. But you know, I'm not saying it has come to that, but people who veer off on the left-hand path have a very, very unenviable future against them if they persist, perhaps winding up in that great tragedy which DK calls finding their way actually into the Lodge of Darkness, into the Black Lodge. Many people, you know, double back, they repent, they return. And who's to say about any soul? We that's not our business, we don't know. But some actually continue. And, curiously, in Agni Yoga, remarkably, he says there's a brown spot prepared on Saturn for such evildoers. Again, we don't know what that means. We just know that the solar system and the solar logos will isolate those who are against the divine plan as conceived by the great being of love, the solar logos. All right, friends. So, if there's nothing else, we'll do a little meditation. And I'll just turn myself off here. And thanks, Heike. That was a good heads up. Starting the recording was occurring from a different place in this particular program. So anyway, we're recording. We're recording now. And so you can, yeah, right. So our focus now is that we must align ourselves with the funnel that can be created, bringing the high energies into the immediate scene, where they are immediately needed. We cannot lightly pass over and beyond, as some who most promoted overthrow, lawmakers, are asking us to do. Oh, let's concentrate, let's move on, let's concentrate on healing. I'm sure we all noticed the amazing pivot to hypocrisy. But we want to be in line with Master R. Who, as the count and the most maybe outwardly active of the masters, started two great experiments. The one is the United States, of which he is the regent. He was the so-called professor attached to Washington. I mean the leader, Washington, and the European Union. We see the print of his consciousness there. And in the East, it is the Master Jupiter who is working in that way, the two working similarly, but not necessarily connected in tandem, but still working for unity in the East and the West. So we somehow bring him into mind and try to be worthy as citizens of humanity and of our nation, of this great server, the Mahachohan, the now Mahachohan. We seek in our work to serve the Mahachohan. So that these experiments will not be overthrown and disrupted. In these Capricorn times, we rely upon Prometheus, the host of solar angels. One day we will help to free Prometheus when we can achieve the fourth initiation. Everybody does it eventually, even humanity as a whole. But now, Prometheus suffers on our account, and we need the supervision of the host of Prometheus, the light bringer, the fire bringer, so that our service to the union and harmony of humanity can be furthered. And so the imminent splintering of that which was intended can be offset. Let the enemy splinter. Let the dweller splinter in its effectiveness against the angel. We are working for hierarchy now and on behalf of humanity. And we are working as an aspect of the great defending wall. We cannot create such a wall ourselves, but we can, through our radiation of light and love and the willingness to sacrifice, we can work as a small aspect of the great defending wall surrounding, beginning in the United States, the first three aspects of divinity represented by the White House, the Capitol, before which President-elect Biden will be taking his oath of office, and the Supreme Court. Now, it is exactly the surrounding of those great centers of government which is now being plotted in some of the most heinous of the plans of the beast, or those who respond to it. And so you can see that our work in surrounding and protecting, as we've been doing night after night, has been prescient and is meant to counteract that which is seditiously planned. We are representatives of the indigo light, the synthetic indigo light. Think of yourself that way for a moment. And ultimately, we are attempting to represent in some small way the indigo logos, the blue logos. And by becoming consuming fires of love. Our God is a consuming fire. Fire of love and wisdom, a dual logos. And so in this army of Maitreya, at the very beginning of the Agni Yoga book, and in which we seek to participate, it is this fire of love, wisdom, which is most important. And that's what we represent. And we do this more locally, in service of the head of the hierarchy, the eldest of a great family of brothers, the Lord Maitreya, the Christ, whom we serve. and we use the mantra, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya. Be with us. We can feel the empowerment that comes from him. Wherever two or more are gathered in his name, we have to approach our work fearlessly. So if you wish to use the Abhya Mudra, either with one hand or both, we work fearlessly, and some of our meditation is taken directly from a treatise on white magic having to do with occult attacks and the fear often engendered. But finally, a very potent means of using the violet light and connection with the Chohan along whose line the attack may occur. There's plenty to fear and nothing to fear. It's the rose light we need, among other forms of dispelling radiance. The white, the rose, the violet, the indigo. And we need to see the nation of the United States brought to a state of unitive calm, which the rose light can confer, welding together our head center, heart center, and throat center especially. See that rose light pervading the nation. And calming some of the red violence intended. The true first ray red we do not see. It is the Martian red we see. And the rose light can bring calm and reduce the violence. If the rose light can win, it's hard to see that the intenders of violence will be as successful, as capable. But these are occult methods, and every day we must see this rose light neutralizing the violence of that which is plotted on behalf of the beast. So throughout the country, with us upholding as much of the great defending wall as we can, we see that rose light in the masses, in the mobs, in the White House, in the Capitol. In the Supreme Court. And carry that with you during the day. I'm not going to go through the naming of the members right now as we begin to integrate some aspects of the glamour work. It's the glamour of violence, a very astral glamour on the sixth ray that we seek to overcome. But there are some 50 of us, some 50 of us or so, and we try to feel each other's presence as a group. Wherever we may be geographically. And if you just want to run your eyes over the names of those who have come from all geographical areas, we will get a sense of whom we're working with. And we are one group. Working together to help offset the intended violence. It's important that we use the cross of divinity, tracing light as we go from the forehead to the heart, to the left eye, to the right eye. Beginning at the forehead. As a soul, I work in light. Heart. And darkness cannot touch me. I take my stand within the light. I work, and from that point I never move. Trace the cross in light. And before each of us, that cross of protection appears, and before the entire group. And feel that. Because this is dangerous work, inwardly and outwardly. One has to know that. The cross has shined forth. we bring together the three lights of matter, of mind, and the light of the soul. Bring them all together on the mental plane, so that as you think, you are supported by vitality and by the light of the soul. In this technique of light. And the three fuse into one. Creating the searchlight of the soul. And the beam created, the searchlight goes forth onto the astral plane, where it can encounter, as an instrument of detection and of dissipation, the glamour of violence. We say together, the light is one, and in that light shall we see light. This is the light that turns the darkness into day, the light of day of Scorpio and of the Buddhic plane. And our beam, strengthened with will, will find the darkened glamour of violence, the clouds, the miasmas, and will work towards the dissipation of that glamour. So here is our searchlight, finding the glamour. Using the formula, radiance are we on power. We stand forever with our hands stretched out, linking the heavens and the earth. The inner world of meaning and the subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. The sun of truth and of peace will shine within the Kamamanasic field, shine more brightly when we have done our work. And we are in touch now as much as possible with the dispelling radiance of the higher worlds via whatever work we've done individually with the Antikarana and with the group Antikarana. We surround and strengthen the beam surrounding that which must be protected, strengthening the beam. And we stand, if we can but fathom it, as an army of implacable spiritual will to love. And in the silence of the loving heart, we strengthen our beam with power upon its beam. The light is focused on the goal. So we are protecting, detecting, dissipating. And before our focus beam, a weakening occurs in this glamour of violence, sweeping so many away as if it were a righteous thing. But they are truly bewildered, and the victims of the same forces which brought the axis of the Second World War into manifestation. This glamour of violence, which the Tibetan has described as stopping so many good aspects of the plan over the centuries and millennia, he does not spare those on the first and sixth ray who have used it to stop the plan. So we must throw our weight in line with the promotion of the divine plan, stopping those who seek to stop the plan, the forces of obstruction. And so we use these words of power, visualizing as we go, and then there will be some moments of silence in this emergency situation. The power of our united light prevents the appearance of the glamour of violence and the lies that promote that violence. violence becomes inadmissible. The power of our united light negates this quality of violence from affecting humanity. The power of our united light destroys the life behind this glamour of violence. And we will take our 5 minutes of internal work, however you choose to work, dealing with these words of power which prevent the appearance, the quality, and the life of this glamour, which is a clear and present danger now. Five minutes. We withdraw our beam and use some other measures now in this emergency situation. So that the United States and all nations can live up to their motto for the welfare of all humanity. And in this case, with the darkness somewhat dispelled, I light the way. Here is a powerful image of protection via the indigo light and the angelic kingdom, with the Christ above it all, counteracting the intended plot of violence. With intensity of purpose, we see this radiation with the power of Saint Michael as Saturn, the law, above it all. If in this Capricorn time people would truly abide by the good laws, Saturn would overcome the violence of Mars. And it is towards this we work. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. I think we realize, given what is plotted and the number of people of ill intent that can show up, a great defending wall is needed. And we can be part of that, circulating the great synthetic indigo light. And we can look ahead to the dangerous days ahead and see the protection that can be mustered as successful. Let us affirm that it will be successful. And that to preserve this oldest of the modern democracies, the Lords of Liberation and their great defending wall can be called in. And with the help of the Angel Kingdom, Saint Michael representing many things, but also the law of the planet Saturn, the beast associated with the 666 can be subdued. And through the rose light rendered more tranquil, let us see. Many are the protective forces, and we must see them strengthened. The angels under Saint Michael surrounding the White House, the guardians, great beings. A smaller version of the four Maharajas of the solar system. They can stand at the four corners and protect. Four guardians can stand at the Capitol and the inaugural bleachers, the seats, and under the guidance of Saturn, Saint Michael can protect. Here especially. and four. Likewise, at the Supreme Court, which is also included as victims in the plot. Great occult forces can be summoned, and we can cooperate if we hold our vigilant attitude. These forces can triumph and send a signal to many nations that the democracy of the United States has not capitulated. There must be victory. We must be able to light the way and to signal to all of those nations with their beautiful mottos that these mottos must be released into the world of nations and of humanity successfully. Above all, and eventually, and as soon as possible, really, the great synthetic indigo light indicating the soul of the Christ, the soul of our planetary scheme, the soul of our solar logos, must prevail. So mote it be, and help us to do our part. We continue our vigil tomorrow.
Michael?
Yes.
I am watching CNN as we speak. The votes are almost in. As of now, 9 Republicans have voted yes for the impeachment, making a total of 205 yes, 284 no. There's still some votes coming in. It's actually now 207 yes, 186 no. So it looks like any moment now, it will be for impeachment. But there's still a few people yet to vote.
The timing is so exquisite. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
207 to 186 now.
Yeah.
9 Republicans.
Well, there will be that. The trial is another matter, but even the second impeachment stands for something. Well, we'll continue, friends. We will continue tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Let's see, tomorrow is Thursday. 8 o'clock, and we will have in the morning Identify as Being, and we'll be using the Zoom link we have been using for that. I can't go searching for it right now, but it's the same one that you have been using. We stand firm, we stand steadfast. and we work that the good, the beautiful, and the true may prevail. So many blessings and love to everyone, from Tuya and myself, and from all the members and friends of the Moria Federation, the USRSRI, Blue Rose Sisterhood, and Northern Light Society. Blessings to everyone. Sometimes, you know, you might like to copy what's in the chat box so you can review it later, you know, if you wish. It can be very useful. So goodbye for now. And this will be available as soon as BL puts it up on Makara. And at least those of you who are here, you got the introduction. And I'll try to be more vigilant in the future. Bye-bye for now.